Talking today with Tom Buchanan, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you've kind of gotten down to just the short rows now of your 2014 annual meeting. Resolutions process is over. Your thoughts about some of the things that the delegate body kind of told you and the board and your lobbying staff here for the coming year?
I would tell you that we had a wonderful resolutions process. It was a full morning and then part of the afternoon getting to where we're at today. Certainly, we talked about issues that are front and center. Wind is one of those. Water is one of those. We had a few internals that are particular to us. But all in all, what we heard from our membership was that they have very much belief in the grassroots process. They believe that we need to continue strengthening that. In fact, what they saw today was an example of grassroots. We developed policy today. We had an excellent time. And members are pleased with where this organization is going.
I think about the third resolution you had this afternoon or this morning. Had to do with right to farm legislation that you started on this last year. You withdrew it. It sounds like you're coming back in 2015 to the state legislature.
Yeah, part of our policy book this year will certainly include the right to farm. It is an issue that is very important to modern production agriculture, not only in Oklahoma, but I believe across the nation. And it's how we move forward with that to make all Oklahomans comfortable so that we are able to guarantee that one of the primary economic impacts to the state of Oklahoma has the ability to continue to function with evolving and moving new technologies that come on to modern production agriculture. Yes, it's important to our membership, but it should be important equally to Oklahoma as a whole.
On that particular issue, did you learn any things? You watched some of the other states go through that process and actually take it to a vote of the people this last year, Missouri, for example.
The thing that became most apparent to any interested party was that there are outside forces, and when I say outside, I mean literally outside the states that go down this avenue, really come in and start to flex their muscles. So this is an issue that not just Oklahomans get to work on. We will have people that are in here that are adamantly opposed, that are spending their money, that are not Oklahomans, that really, in my mind, don't have the best interest of Oklahoma at heart. So absolutely, you got to be aware that if you're going to crack that egg, that those entities will show up and they will be very, very vocal.
When you think about the general, mood of the ship right now with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, it seems you painted a very upbeat picture as you gave your presidential address. What are you hearing from these folks as you've gone around over the last year as president?
Oklahoma Farm Bureau truly does have a very, very bright future in front of her, both short-term and long-term. Many of the issues that we see coming to light today are extremely important to modern production agriculture and to our membership. Our membership is one of those that will get involved, they will get engaged, and they are successful when they do that. Our insurance company also is improving greatly. Our financial health of our insurance company is not at an all-time high, but it is approaching that, and we have this thing on the right track, headed in the right way. Our membership is understanding that those words I use, confidence and faith. It's growing and growing and growing in Farm Bureau. We have an excellent and a very, very bright future.
You've got 1 year of presidency under your belt. Are you glad you took the plunge?
Absolutely, I am, without a doubt. Can I tell the listening audience that it's exactly what I thought it was going to be? I can't even do that tongue-in-cheek. No one knows exactly, I don't believe. It has been a marvelous learning experience for me. It's an opportunity to get out and meet a lot of people, be exposed to issues. But now I am very proud that I have the opportunity to do that. I hope that the Farm Bureau membership is proud of their organization, and I hope that I am doing the right thing that they want in serving them and their organization. Yes, I'm very happy that I made that choice and had the opportunity to do this.